to the Prototype E3 2013 edition. Today I'm joined with...
I'm Mike, and I am so friggin' happy Birdman Dodd.
Well, that's his new title, apparently. So, we've been watching E3 stuff, and we're giving you our part one update. So this is, technically, they're calling this day one. Yesterday was day zero.
Which, it seems like all the big news drops on day zero.
Yeah, day zero was like, holy fuck, and then day one was Nintendo Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't know what the fuck they have planned for, like, tomorrow.
I think it's mostly, like, on-the-floor demos and stuff.
Yeah, it'll probably be, like, hidden gameplay shit that they're not gonna actually send out to us.
Which means most of the cool stuff has already been announced.
Yeah,
more or less.
We'll probably end up doing one more update tomorrow or the next day, and we'll just cover everything that isn't covered today. But yeah, this will probably be a shorter episode because we're just going to cover what we've seen, what we're thinking, what our thoughts are, some opinions about our last episode about, Wii Suicide, will it come back from E3, which we could probably solve that today.
Yeah.
Because of all the Nintendo shit. Anything else you want to add for what we're going to be doing?
Well, it's interesting because following the response on Twitter regarding the big conferences, I think Xbox completely blew it. Like, yeah. I cannot believe how badly people are rebelling against Xbox.
It's really bad when you have Xbox fanboys saying, I'm going to buy a PS4 instead.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, holy shit, you just had your balls handed to you, Microsoft.
Now, I will say this. Microsoft has some really cool-looking games. Like, Titanfall looks really cool.
Yeah,
Rise looks really cool.
Titanfall reminds me of, like, playing MechWarrior and Halo at the same time.
Yeah, it's, like, I think someone from ScrewAttack, I think it was Chad, described it as MechWarrior meets Call of Duty. Yeah, that looks cool. I'm actually, I was hoping it was a MechWarrior game, because I'm looking at it thinking, are those Elementals? Are those Battle Mechs? Oh my god, if they pulled this off right, this could be the definitive MechWarrior game. Fuck MechWarrior Online. Yeah, no. But still, who cares? It looks amazingly cool.
It looks
cool.
Pretty good. Like, and it's that one's an Xbox One exclusive, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
And to talk about the Xbox One, I love how they completely dodged every negative thing that people wanted to ask
about. Yeah, they just dodged it entirely. It's like, come on, you gotta at least give us something about it.
Well, that's the problem with going first at E3, is you will be judged the most harsh. And Xbox had such a disadvantage going into this conference. That Xbox reveal they did back on the 21st hurt them. Significantly hurt
them.
Well,
and the thing was, is like we had said, I think we had said this during the Wii U episode. If we didn't, we were saying it on the side. Mm-hmm. We were saying how Xbox really needed to clarify all that bullshit to come back from it. And like we said, they just kind of fucking dodged it rather than being like, no, this is what we actually meant. No, they meant what we all thought, probably.
Yeah, and it's just so ridiculous how Xbox, they expect to survive this console generation. Now, that being said, like I said, they do have some really cool looking games. The game that makes this a day one buy for me, and yes, you have to call me a bit of a moron on this one, is Killer Instinct. Now, it gets weirder from here. Check this out. It's a day one digital exclusive. Okay, cool.
Wait, there's no CD?
Not that I've read. Mind you, if this information is wrong, we'll bite my ass. and you get one character to start. You have to buy the other ones.
What?
Yeah, that's weird.
This game better be like $15 then.
Yeah, like,
and then each character another dollar.
Yeah, like, see, I'm willing to pay up to $60 for the full retail version if it includes all the characters but a bunch of extras. But I'd rather have a physical copy of the game.
This is just, Xbox being money grubbing. They're actually going to charge you $60 for the game and $20 a character.
Jesus, man. I'm not... I think that's a terrible move on Microsoft's behalf. I think moving towards digital is such a bad idea.
These microtransactions that come from all this bullshit is getting out of hand.
Well, like, I think...
That's my opinion, anyway.
I think part of the big problem is they're not looking at the infrastructure problems of this.
Yeah.
Because if your console always has to be on, you are highly dependent upon your ISP. You are highly dependent upon whatever network you're on. And we talked about this in the Wii U show. If it always has to be on 24/7, what about people who live in rural areas, military bases, dorm rooms?
Well, see, luckily they did clarify one thing about that, but it's still bullshit. Doesn't have to be online 24/7. If you're on your console with your profile, it's going to check in at least once every 24 hours. That's not a bad thing, but still, if you're in rural areas, well, you're still fucked.
It's still pretty stupid.
Yes, there's alternate ways to get high speed out in the country now, but it's still really slow, so a lot of people have just opted out of even bothering.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's one of those things that kind of sucks. I can maybe overlook it eventually, because it's like, okay, it's going to check in one time a day just to make sure I'm not modding my Xbox. Whoop-de-fucking-do. But their other issue, the thing that they're still doing, is there will not be trading of games to friends and stuff. You can gift them a one-time gift. So if, say, you wanted to try one of my games, and I would have to give it to you, and you could not give it back.
Yeah, that is so stupid.
But see, the fucked up thing about it is, to contradict, like, to make it worse, if you go to your friend's house and you load up your profile, then you have to download that game so that you can play it. And then that game will now check, because you're on somebody else's console with your profile, it's going to check the internet once an hour to see that you're not, you know, fucking them over, kind of some bullshit.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying, like, LAN-style multiplayer or having fun with your friends locally, we're not allowed to do it, basically. So they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, it's just, Microsoft, they've put themselves in such a corner, and exclusives are not going to save them this time.
The exclusives that they did show, one, me and you were both pissed off at this. Why the fuck did they not show anything about the Halo series, the TV series they're planning on doing?
Yeah, I honestly expected a 30-second trailer for the TV series, and it might just have been as simple as taking the extras from Ford Until Dawn, having them reach, like, a Forerunner artifact, and just have Master Chief's voiceover going, "This is John 117, we're here." That would have been their teaser, yeah, and people would have loved
fucking
it.
Fucking anything. And I mean, yeah, they showed Halo 5. They showed a teaser, which obviously we knew was going to come.
Yeah, and it's just the Chief holding Cortana's tags.
Yeah, it wasn't, well, I don't, was it Cortana's tags?
Yeah, well, it was the AI thing he puts in the back of his head.
Oh, was it? I thought it was just dog tags. I did notice his helmet, like, his visor was cracked, and he seemed to be on a desolate planet, and, you know, shit was about to go down, but he seemed kind of sad and pathetic, so it probably has to do with, you know, the endings of Halo 4.
Yeah.
If you haven't played it, well, I'm not going to spoil it, so
you've had,
go,
like,
play the fucking game.
But say, yeah, you've had, like, 9 months.
But, they didn't show anything else about Spartan Assault that was announced a little while
ago.
Which
was really stupid of them. Don't mention it if you're not going to show it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, you showed a little bit about it, you should show it again at E3, show a little bit more or something. But other than that, for exclusives, there's a couple cool games. Like, I know people like Forza 4. It looks sweet. It looks like it's going to be, you know, next greatest, best fucking Forza game. But that's expected. I don't play Forza. I don't give a fuck.
I like Forza. It's something I get provided to me. It's not a system seller.
Yeah.
It's great for showing off hardware capabilities.
Yeah, they're really good at showing, you know, this is what a car looks like in real life, and we're doing it on the Xbox.
Isn't that cool?
Like, it looks fucking nice, but
it's not enough to move a system, which is just one of those things that,
well, basically, it's not enough to fight off the bad things that they've had going on. A lot of the titles that they did show were, they're going to be multi-platform. Obviously, they paid the companies to take off the PS3 logo for their conference. That way, it seemed like they were only doing that, but, there wasn't anything too crazy that I was like, holy fuck, I have to have an Xbox One over this.
Killer Instinct's the only thing. Oh, and Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising 3 looks pretty good, but it's not one of those, like, I mean, I want to play it, don't get me wrong, but I'm not like, fuck, I have to go spend $500 to play this fucking game.
Yeah, and odds are you're just going to come over here to play it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of fucking the $500, the Xbox One is going to be $499.
Yep.
Sony had its conference and announced that theirs is going to be $399. A lot of people, like,
is the Xbox and the Saturn, or not, it's the PS1 and the Saturn again, where they're like, oh, by the way, we're $100 cheaper.
Yeah. But people are kind of giving it to PS3 a little bit too soon on the price thing. There's an obvious reason why it's $100 more. They have a Kinect with the Xbox 360 or Xbox One, the Kinect 2 or whatever the fuck they're calling it. So that's where you're getting that extra $100. But see, PlayStation is smart enough to be like, not everybody wants that, so we're going to make it an accessory and not charge it in every fucking console.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up, I get Kinects. If I get an Xbox One, it's going to give me the Kinect. I'm going to go hit the button, turn it off, because I don't give a fuck. Like, I just want to play games. Like, some of the voice commands and stuff, they're cool, but
It's not enough to drive the experience for you.
Well, I mean, the amount of bullshit that's always going on in my house, my luck, it would recognize somebody else's voice and it would fuck up my shit. So,
yeah, there's just not a lot of reason to grab the Xbox One, I mean, right out of the gate, which is really unfortunate.
For American users, they've got all that TV kind of stuff. Like, Xbox has kind of done this, whereas Sony has done the exact opposite. Xbox, they are aiming it to be a media multi-center, so it's like, it controls everything in your living room kind of thing.
Which, I don't want that!
Yeah, I mean, it's cool and all, but I feel like they're kind of pushing that a little too much and not pushing the fact it's a gaming console and that's why we want to buy it first. Which is the exact words that Sony used for PlayStation 4. They said, we are a console, we are having these media things on the side, but we are a fucking console for gaming first. And that's why everybody, like, that's another reason why everybody's kind of, if you've seen anything in the media about E3, a lot of people are basically saying, PS3 is one, Xbox is fucking dumb, nobody wants it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that, like, I'm not entirely agreeing. I do agree that PlayStation 3 definitely won the conference war here. But Xbox is, it's Xbox. People are still going to buy it. It's not like it had,
I want to know what the pre-order numbers are after a week.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
But, like, I imagine we'll get some sort of numbers in probably about a month.
Most likely.
EB
Games or something will release it.
Now, it's funny. As of last night, you could pre-order the console online. Now, as of this recording, we're recording at 6 o'clock on today, because you're going to be hearing this episode before, like, 10. You can finally start the pre-order again on the website. And when I called EB Games last night, they said their allotment in physical stores was extremely limited.
Yeah.
That seems a little strange to me, because you figure with new console hardware, they know, like, let's get this out there.
I found it very odd how, like, they did have a lot of labels like that saying extreme limited. I'm not sure if that's a marketing tactic where they actually have tons, they're just telling people that, or if Microsoft actually
is limiting
the certain number so it's more of a rarity, or are they straight up just like, we're not sure how many we should make right away because we might have complications such as, you know, Red Rings of fucking Death?
Which is funny. I think today, me and my wife went to go deal with this early this morning. We were the only people to pre-order, by the way, which really surprised me. Other than the employees, I think there was a reseller guy there. Because this old man, like, easily in his late 40s to early 50s, comes with his kid, can't be any older than 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
is waiting there with us. Now, I wonder if he's trying to do with what people tried to do with the Wii U and ultimately failed.
There's always somebody, like, every town has a couple people that will do this. I saw it happen a lot with the Wii U, and it was kind of funny. Yeah, a lot of people will buy multiple of the consoles, and then they'll try to jack them up and sell them for ridiculous prices near launch when people are like, holy fuck, I want one, but I can't get one now. The Wii U is funny, because actually I had a personal friend that they did this. They bought 3 or 4, and then they couldn't sell any of them. I had to return every single one. It was funny. Because they were just like, oh shit, nobody wants this.
Yeah, no one cares.
But it might just be a marketing tactic that they're putting that, and they've actually got plenty of copies. You never know.
Now, I had this thought last night because, as you guys know, sometimes I get hardware provided to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft has never provided me with hardware except for the Xbox's HD DVD unit. Whoopie-doo. And I still have to give that back.
I wouldn't give that back. And it might be worth something in like 20 years because they don't exist.
Nintendo seeded me with hardware this year. They gave me a Wii U deluxe model and like 20 games.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I wonder if Microsoft's going to follow suit. Because look at all the negative press surrounding it.
Yeah, they might be just handing them out to media people just to be like, hey, we want you to know what it is so you can talk about us. But
which
you never know.
Which I am going to try and get a seated copy of this because at $499, that's a significant investment into a console. But again, the PS3 launch.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when it comes to us that are like true gamers that are in media and we have to talk about the games, buying all three consoles, like... Say you're like me and you don't have a Wii U and you're contemplating, okay, for fucking media's sake of podcasting and stuff like that, on the launch of both these other consoles, I'm going to buy all three so I can compare them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got $400, you got $500, and you got...
It's a minimum $2,000 investment because you have to look at games, accessories. Yeah,
games, accessories, fucking tax, like, is just fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it's basically, you could buy a shitty-ish used car for that price.
Oh, or, fuck, you can buy a nice used car for fucking $2,000, dude.
You know what? Someone gave me a really good comparison, and it's Norm from Retroware TV, the gaming historian. If you break down the price of an Xbox One, let's say, break it down, that's 500 cheeseburgers.
Huh. I would never have thought of it
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, think about that. Think about, you could feed yourself for over a year if you had one cheeseburger a day.
That's kind of limiting yourself on your food intake. Yeah, yeah, I understand what you mean.
And that, just like I said, I think Microsoft has really done something terrible with this. Now, I know we've bashed on Microsoft for a good long part of this show. Let's talk about this surprising, and I called this last week. Nintendo did amazing today.
Nintendo blew people's socks off. I would not say that they've beat Sony, but they definitely beat Xbox. Some of the things that they announced today was kind of like what we predicted. We said a couple of these things were going to happen, and they're the things that we were saying that they needed to do for the Wii U to survive. The only issue is a lot of them...
2014.
So yeah. There's another... like half of a year before people are going to give a shit.
Well, there's a few games coming out this holiday season. I think Wonderful 101.
Really matter?
Wonderful 101, I think, is coming. New Super Mario Land 3D is coming.
Yeah, that one looks interesting.
Luigi, Super Luigi, whatever, I think. Donkey Kong Country Tropical. There's a lot of good shit coming out.
There's still these nice, the 3D Land one. Then you've got Super Smash Bros, which is going to be on the 3DS and the Wii U. I think they're calling it Super Smash Bros Universe.
Which is a title I called a year ago.
Oh, really?
So, I'm prophetic and shit.
So, I'm really excited for that because I don't have a Wii U, so I'm probably going to pick it up for my 3DS just because, I mean...
I hope it's cross-platform compatible.
I hope they do something there.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fucking cool.
Like, Sony had it right when they did Vita compatibility with All-Stars.
Well, it's funny because you always kind of think about, like, the only time I play Smash Bros. Is when I'm with my friends. Now that I always think of it, it's like, when am I with my friends? Usually I'm not anywhere near a Wii, but I have my 3DS with me, so that'd be fucking amazing to do Wi-Fi Super Smash Bros. On your 3DS. Like, I don't even give a shit about the Wii U version right now.
Yeah, I'm more excited for the Wii U version. I guess as long as it has Pro Controller support, I'm happy. Which it will.
It's also going to be the first HD Super Smash, so...
Yeah, so I'm really hoping they bring something... to bear there. And obviously, the big news for me, the orgasm
moment.
Oh,
me too.
Mega Man.
Mega Man is now in Smash.
And it's the classic.
Yeah.
None of this X or
I like Mega Man X more, but still, it's fucking Mega Man.
And it looks good, too. The fact that they're, when he gets all of his weapon power-ups in the trailer, that's from Mega Man 1 through 8. All
yeah,
of his powers.
There was, well, I don't think there was every power there, but we saw
a good chunk representing
powers,
each game.
Yeah. So maybe that he's got one power per game? I don't know. It just... When you think about Smash, it's kind of like, okay, is his over A going to be one of those abilities? Is it going to be all his B moves? And even then, if it was his B moves, he would have 1, 2, 3, 4. If it was in current Smash.
Yeah.
Plus a Final Smash, which, what the fuck is Mega Man's Final Smash going to be? Oh, God.
Yellow Devil.
He summons a yellow devil.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool and scary and terrifying because I fucking hate that bastard.
I hope some of his... it would be awesome if some of the assist trophies are fucking robot masters.
They probably will be, dude.
Ugh. Give me Cutman, Metal Man, Proto Man.
Mega Man rights, they're gonna go fucking full blown. They did it with like all the Sonic stuff, which I do hope Sonic comes back, because I mean,
and Snake.
Fighting Sonic, Mario, and Mega Man. Fucking those three together fighting, that'd be such an epic battle.
The only thing that would make this complete for me is if they go and do the full 8-bit Smashdown, is if they go back and get the rights from Contra, from Konami, for Bill and whoever the other guy's name is, or if you get Simon Belmont. If you have a Castlevania character in there, that's it. Yeah. You have the best fighter ever, literally. Because it's simple, it's accessible, appeals to all age ranges. It's so cool, I think.
I would still like to see one of the, like, in the back of my brain, I've always wanted to see this in Smash, and I don't know why, because it's such a random character. I want to see Geno in Smash. He's from Super Mario RPG 7.
I was actually thinking about that today, actually. It'd be nice if they gave some throwback to that, too.
Well, I mean, his art style is very... like, the art style of that game is very similar. Like, it could fit in the Smash area, and his moves and everything... you'd think it would.
I would love to see them bring back or bring in, like, on older franchise, like Star Tropics. Give me the guy with the yo-yo.
Yeah.
Which I honestly thought there was going to be a new Star Tropics.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Yep. Failed that one.
I was hoping for Star Fox. Didn't happen.
But you'd wonder if maybe they got something tucked in their back pocket with the fact that Super Metroid just came out.
Yeah, I mean, they also have... they did show a new Zelda for the 3DS, which
seems... A Link Between Worlds, I think?
Yeah, Link Between Worlds or Link Between... Yeah, I think it's Worlds. But it looks very similar to A Link to the Past, that style of gameplay, so kind of excited for that. I do have a 3DS, so I'm probably going to pick it up. Because, I mean, 3DS games aren't too expensive compared to an Xbox game. Which I was also curious about that. Do you think Xbox One and PS4 games are going to go above the $59.99 price point?
I think it's reasonable to assume they'll go up by $10.
I don't like that idea.
I'm not happy about it either, but it's the economy we're in. Games like this cost more to do. I'm okay with a $10 price, Rob, and I know people are like, no, Mike, don't be... No, it's the way business works.
I don't know. I think it should stay about the same.
I hope so. I would love for it to say so, but if it happens,
especially,
it happens.
Especially fucking Xbox, because, I mean, they're being money-grubbing enough with all the shit that's happening. They don't need to be charging extra on the game on top. But, yeah, I mean, so we got fucking... Well, I think... Anything else you wanted to come from Nintendo side?
Honestly, I think they're finally learning to listen to their audiences, because they brought back a lot of retro stuff. They knew Smash was going to be one of their big things to bring out.
I still want to point out, though, because of the 2014 bit, they're still going to be hurting for the rest of this fucking year. Like, mm-hmm. it's one of those things of the only thing that was out of those
can
games,
hope keep the system alive.
Yeah, I mean, the only game there that even makes me want to buy a Wii U, and that's a maybe, was Smash. But see, they're bringing it out on the 3DS, too, so that's where I was like, oh, I'll just get it for the 3DS. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I already have a 3DS. But I don't know. As for Sony's conference, it was my favorite thing all night last night.
Okay, here's what I think, and someone summed this up perfectly. Xbox did a wonderful job in terms of exclusives and games. Sony won via policy.
I don't know. There's some. If you're a fanboy, some of the PS3's games kind of blew you the fuck away. Square Enix.
but yeah. Even then, Xbox had more exclusives. Like 15.
Yeah, but I mean, exclusives can't always win you the battle. But sometimes it does.
Yeah.
But it's not always. The funny thing, though, is there was a very large segment of Sony's conference where they literally... It was like an older kid dummying a child on the playground. They, like, ripped their fucking underwear over their head and just started kicking them in the balls repeatedly. Basically, everything that's wrong with the Xbox One, you know, having to be always connected, having to, you can't trade in your games, you can't swap your games with friends, you can't do this, you can't do that. Literally every single one of those sentences, they said, on PS4, you can.
That's why I think Sony won this based on policy, because they took Microsoft's hard facts and said, you know what, we'll do better. And that's what turned a lot of fanboys. You watch Twitter and Facebook over the last, say,
there's
2 days.
There's so many Xbox nerds saying, I'm buying a PS4 now.
Yeah, they're jumping ship, and in large numbers.
Which is fucking hilarious to me, because you know how the years have been, where it's like Xbox versus PS3, fucking the fanboys at each other's throat. And it's like so many of the Xbox fanboys are just full on like, oh, I'm out, I'm going on PS4, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, they... not even a second thought about it from all the bullshit. But it was just so funny how I think it was the director or president or one of the bigger guys that was actually saying all of these quotes. He just had this big shit-eating grin on his face and laughing after every single sentence. And you heard like the crowd cheering and laughing and stuff after each one. It's just like, they're sitting there just fucking doing low blows to Xbox over and over and over.
Yeah, like, looking at it from the PR side of things, I can only imagine how much Xbox PR is panicking right now.
They're probably like, oh fuck. But
this is spiraling out of their control. No one is talking about the games right now, really.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
all about...
They were probably counting on their exclusives. They were probably like, oh, we got better exclusives, it'll be fine. But they don't have better exclusives.
Yeah,
they have exclusives. Everybody has exclusives. Some are good, some are, like, it depends who you are, which one's going to be better for you.
Yeah.
But if the console itself is more
so
appetizing to you, you're going to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way for Microsoft to come out of this winning. There really isn't, because all their news has been overshadowed by what was said 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're at E3. They should be like, oh man, we're doing awesome. Check out Halo. Check out this. No one cares.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Nobody gives a shit, because they're just like, no, all that shit that you said last week, we don't give a fuck what you have to say now, because you're just trying to fucking kiss our feet now.
Yeah, and if you'd like to get a little bit of perspective on this, I'm looking on Twitter right now. Trending in Canada, PS4, Sony, Super Smash Brothers, no Xbox.
Yeah, I don't see a single thing about Xbox on there.
Because no one cares. And that's depressing. No one cares. Funny. And I want, because I think Xbox does a really fantastic job. Actually, a friend of mine, Megaran, I think it was Megaran, said, you know what? Microsoft had a great console with the Xbox 360.
They did.
What are they going to do now?
I don't know. Like I said, they've got some good titles. They have a good concept and everything. And I'm fairly sure, I had a friend that told me they're going to do this, and I agree, it will happen. Unless they fucking made the Xbox to, like, the architecture of the console to not be able to, they're going to can all of these, you know, you can't trade games, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're going to can it all, otherwise they're going to fucking die.
Yeah, something is going to change, and something's going to change large in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft is either going to come out looking great, but I'll tell you, they have wounded their brand power. Sony has regained it. In fact, someone last night, once again on Twitter, I can't remember precisely who said this, so if this is you, I'm really sorry. They said, you know what? It's cool you lost our credit card numbers last year, and yeah, the service wasn't available for a month, but you know what? We're cool now. Think about how much goodwill they just won back.
Well, it's funny.
Because people were expecting them to follow Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved Sony. I've liked Xbox, but it was always, like, in the last generation, I was like, you know, I'm a Sony lover, but I'm not excited about Sony. With Microsoft, it's like, Microsoft's cool, I'm excited to play their games with my friends. As soon as E3 hit here, I'm actually excited for Square Enix and Sony again, which, I'll get into the Square Enix part in a bit, but, like, I haven't been excited for a Sony console and things that Sony is doing since the PS2. So it just feels like they're doing everything right again. And that's just fantastic news, because they just had such a horrible time with PS3.
Yeah.
Because they did so many small mistakes that piled up and fucked them over.
They stumbled a lot. But now they're finally starting to get, you know, all right, I'm starting to...
Or at least as of this episode, they could fuck up again. You never
know. Oh, yeah. Like, they're learning how to run, but will they fall?
But see, I'm almost wondering, they've done good moves here, but it's not entirely because of that. It's also because Microsoft kind of fucked up, and they kind of just get to ride on that, which... I'm so glad they did the PR the way they did by just keeping kicking them in the nuts, because they're just taking advantage of the situation that Microsoft fucked up. So, and it's going to do well for them.
Yeah, like I said, I'm really hoping that they do get their shit figured out. I really do. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see. So I guess we should probably wrap this up.
Hold on, I want to talk about Square Enix.
Okay,
you
hurry up.
You want to talk about Square Enix? I know you do. Fucking
I kind of care.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out.
I'm excited
Every
for that.
Every fucking Kingdom Hearts fan nerdgasmed when they saw that. I'm not even a Kingdom Hearts fan, because I have the whole series, but I haven't played them yet. Because I never enjoyed the idea of Disney whenever I was a kid, but I just needed, like, 3 weeks to be able to go play every single one in a row. Because I won't start one unless I can play them all. I know all about the story, I know the gameplay, I think it's fantastic. I'm going to play it eventually. Probably when Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out. I did find it odd, however, that I saw a report that Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be for both consoles. It just seems really weird to me, because that's been PlayStation, Sony, all the way. So I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess there's been some on Nintendo, but maybe Square Enix just wants money.
Yeah.
And then the troll slash dangle there on Final Fantasy 13 Versus, they showed a really nice trailer. That game looks like it's going to be fucking epic. It's bringing Final Fantasy back to a, holy shit, Final Fantasy's coming out. I gotta buy it. I gotta play it.
I think you're the only person I know that cares about this.
Really?
You are the only person that cares.
I've been talking to a lot of people that just are fucking so excited because...
Well, I guess we run in different circles.
Yeah.
In terms of the gaming journalist people that I know, yay, can we just get past this Final Fantasy 13 shit already?
Well, see, this isn't even 13, though. Like, it was classed as 13 Versus the whole time, and it had nothing to do with the universe, so it was always like, what the fuck? And then, at the end of the trailer, like, it honestly looks like Final Fantasy crossed with Kingdom Hearts crossed with Crisis Core. Like, that's the gameplay look, and that's just fucking a fantastic combination.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's interesting that at the very end of it, they just smashed the title... And then had it reform as Final Fantasy 15. So it's like, were they planning this all along, or
I think
the
they started listening to the buzz.
Like, they were probably man. Like, we don't want Final Fantasy 13's title anywhere fucking near this good game.
Exactly. But that's what I think it probably... And Wily's in my face.
Wily, don't step on the fucking...
Wily, get off the mixer, that's my cat.
And that's where I now sound like a wiffle ball bat or something. Yes, that was an interesting face you just did.
What?
Yes.
I'm
fucking weird. What can I say? Yeah, so
Kingdom Hearts 3, I care about. Kingdom Hearts Remixed, I care about. Final Fantasy, what the fuck was it? 14, 15?
15.
15. If it gets sent to me, I'll try it.
I think it's going to be a good next 2 years for Square Enix fans, because Realm Reborn's coming out. It's the end of this, or like, yeah, just about the in summer here. 15 is going to be coming out. Kingdom Hearts is going to be coming out. It's just going to be a fantastic RPG time. And, you know, in a couple years or so, whenever they crash and burn, you can tell me that I can go fuck myself. But if they don't,
remember
I can tell you
this podcast.
Yeah, remember this podcast. If it goes good, Jamie was right. If it goes bad, well, then he'll probably be cutting himself.
Oh, I just saw this pop up across my news feed. So. Mm-hmm. Breaking news for all of 20 minutes, probably. Rumors for now for Smash Brothers. Little Mac, You're Me, and Pac-Man. I could see Little Mac.
I don't know. I don't see them adding a ton of new characters.
Fuck that. They need to put in goddamn King Hippo. Or Little Mac. They honestly need to put those two in. That'd be amazing.
No, there's plenty that they should, but I don't see them adding a lot of new characters to
the roster.
I think
they will because it's a console. It's the game that needs to sell the system.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll wait and see. So,
but it's just a lot of balancing issues to add a lot of extra characters.
Oh yeah,
I don't know who's doing their balancing this time. I think it was a different company. Well, not a new company, a different company.
They'll bring people out of the fighting game community to do
that. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, we'll recap tomorrow and the rest of today/tonight's stuff tomorrow. Well, either tomorrow or the next day. Depending on
probably be closer to Thursday because I'm busy on Wednesday night.
Not to mention, we don't really know if there's going to be a lot of like extra news. It might just be gameplay and shit like that.
So. Yeah, but we'll still see what's online. Like, I follow Revision 3, Screw Attack, Angry Joe, IGN, people like that, IGN.
Yeah,
so
we do a lot of them. Kotaku.
We will see what's out there. If we find anything cool, we'll definitely talk about it.
Yeah, so.
For the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie Johnston, and the cat is in the window, and I have itchy balls, and I'm cool. Boom, 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 boom